Our sermon text this morning is Psalm 1 that the children recited for us. And as I read that psalm in the past week, the line that really stood out is, "Happy are those who delight in the law of the Lord." I really like the word delight. It feels so pure and innocent and full of joy. It makes me think of my little nephew just giggling and giggling. Or my best friend who often will have tears running down his face when he's laughing. It just feels so full of joy. It's delight. The word delight means something that makes you happy, or something that gives you great pleasure or satisfaction. Often it seems like moments of delight just happen, like when you're sitting in church with your siblings and you start giggling for no reason. Even when your mom gives you the death glare, it's just kind of delightful. It's fun. Often we don't seem to have control over our delight. But I learned in college that you can actually cultivate delight or make space for delight. In an English class, we had the assignment of writing a delight. And the professor said that we are supposed to go out and find something common that you find delightful. So I left that class wondering what in the world I was going to write about. I walked down the sidewalk and didn't think the concrete was so delightful. I thought about my homework and I thought, homework's not very delightful. But then I started to take time to open up my senses and take in the things around me. And I saw some squirrels running around on campus. So I sat down by a tree and I just watched a squirrel. And it would scurry up a tall tree and then leap from branch to branch, just so athletically agile, and it was beautiful just to sit there and take in this squirrel playfully jumping from branch to branch. It was an absolute delight to watch and marvel at God's creature. I found that a big part of delighting is slowing down, taking time to take in the things around you. We're almost never in a rush or following a strict agenda when we're with people and we're delighting. Instead, we sit in the moment. We allow ourselves to be present. We let our senses open up. For Mother's Day, my wife baked a delicious chocolate cake. And when I ate it, I slowly chewed the piece of cake. I savored the taste. It wasn't about getting full. It wasn't about nourishment. It wasn't about stuffing my face. I took time to delight in the flavor, to savor it. It was about pleasure and satisfaction. Happy are those who delight in the law of the Lord. God's words in Scripture should bring joy and pleasure and satisfaction. We should meditate on them, turning them slowly in our minds, thinking about God's words again and again, like savoring a piece of chocolate cake, chewing slowly so you can get the full taste, not in a hurry, not in a rush. We should delight in the words of God, making space to marvel at what God has done through creation, through his actions in our lives, like lounging under a tree, watching a squirrel jump from branch to branch, just sitting and enjoying God and his word. No rush, no agenda, just delighting in God's law. This delighting seems quite removed from digging for facts about God, or trying to answer every theological question that pops in our minds. It's much more about joyfully encountering our living God. I love this way of viewing the world. Delight in God and God's word is the foundation for our lives in the world. It's not about fear. It's not about perfectly following every single rule. It's about taking great pleasure and satisfaction in God. And for us, people who are living in the reality of the lordship of Jesus Christ. This delight only increases. Happy are those who delight in Jesus' love and grace. Happy are those who delight in Jesus' presence. Happy are those who delight in the Spirit of God who lives within us. We shouldn't rush our reading of Scripture or times of prayer. We shouldn't rush through our time with God in order to keep our hectic schedules or to achieve accomplishment after accomplishment. We should learn to slow down, to carve out space, to sit with God, to replay the stories of Jesus over and over, turning them again and again in our minds. When we delight in God, we are like trees planted by streams of water, trees that flourish and produce good fruit. As the summer sun beats down upon us, our leaves will not wither and dry up. The stream sustains us and protects us. And our branches begin to bend low toward the ground, heavy with good fruit. The stream is God's law in Psalm 1. But for us, it's also Jesus' teachings and the story and reality of God's grace that God invites us to enter into. For us, the stream is a stream of living water that flows from Jesus. All who drink of it will have life and flourish. This image of a tree in Psalm 1 reminds me of another image that Jesus uses in John 15. It's the image of a vine. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. When we're connected to the vine, our branches will bend toward the ground, heavy with good fruit. When we're connected to Jesus, when we obey Jesus' commands and do what Jesus asks of us, and stay in relationship with Jesus, we will bear good fruit and remain in God's love. Jesus goes on to say that his command is to love each other as Jesus has loved us. And when we do this, when we love, we are no longer Jesus' servants. We are his friends. Not servants, not employees, not even co-workers. We are friends with Jesus. Again, I think of my best friend, tears running down his face, doubled over, clutching his stomach, just laughing, full of joy and delight. We are Jesus' friends, and we can delight in Jesus and his presence. We can slow down and savor his love and his fellowship. Of course, this isn't the full reality of our lives right now. Life is still filled with difficulties and brokenness. The psalmist warns us not to listen to the wicked voices or wander down sinful paths. We must not get comfortable and settle in with the scoffers, arrogant people who reject the wisdom of God. The psalm makes the distinction between the wicked and the righteous seem very clear in the writing. Yet we all know that the line between the righteous and the wicked often goes right down the middle of ourselves, and we can even in the same hour or day spend times on both sides of that line. And it's really easy to get off track. It's easy to start to wander down another path, not the path of righteousness. The voices of those who follow their own wisdom and fail to delight in God are strong in our world. It's easy for these voices to distort the good things that God created and gave us. Good things like sex, money, body image, food, technology. It's discouragingly easy for these voices to distort these good things and to use these things to draw us away from God and into sin. Money is an easy example. Money is a good creation of God. It's used to exchange goods and services. We use money to buy food and pay rent. If we have a lot of money, we can provide jobs, or we can create beauty in our community, or we can help those in need. Money is a gift of God of which we are stewards. And when we delight in God, we will use our money for God's glory and not our own. But if our foundation is not on delighting in God, if we aren't planted by streams of water or connected to the vine, money can draw us down the path of the wicked quite easily. It can create greed or jealousy or lead toward valuing people based on what they have, not on how God sees them as children of God. And the wicked voices, the consumeristic, self-focused voices of our culture, continually tempt us to view money as a tool for our own leisure and luxury, rather than a gift from God to be used for God's glory in this world. Money in itself isn't the problem. The problem is in our sin and the brokenness of the world. The problem comes when the foundation of our lives is not to delight in God and God's grace and love. Now, money's just one example. We can think of those other things I mentioned and many, many more. Good things that God gave us. And they can be twisted so easily to lead us away from God if we aren't delighting in God and God's word. And so we need the words of Psalm 1. And to see them in the fullness of the gospel of Jesus, which redeems all things. Happy are those who delight in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who delight in the life and the presence of Jesus. Happy are those who delight in God's grace and strive to live a life of love. When we slow down and give space for God and God's words in our lives, delight can be cultivated. And when we delight in our friend and our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, the wicked voices and the sinful paths will lose their appeal. When we delight in Jesus' love and are attuned to God's Spirit, God will cause us to flourish like a tree planted by streams of water. Friends, may we all learn to delight and to savor the presence and the goodness of Jesus Christ. And may God's presence and life-giving word cause our branches to begin to hang low, heavy with good fruit. Amen.